weekend.
Yes, that'll be good. It's 7 after the hour. Good Day Weekend continues. With the Helpful Harry, he's also known as Phil Limpert. He's the supermarket guru. And right now he's suffering from fair and milder, I think, whichever it is that comes up first. You've had not enough steak. You haven't had enough protein. That's your problem.
No, I've had enough protein.
Oh, yeah.
It's just with all the traveling, just with with everything that we all have to do day in and day out, you know, at times it just... Well, overwhelms our bodies.
Ken Kronhaus, the medical doctor here on the Good Day program, was just talking before you came on about allergies and how bad the allergy season is this year. And because you do travel a lot, when you're in Los Angeles, I know living there part of the year, there is goodness, if you will, all year long. So there isn't a ramp-up time. You have it around you, certain fragrances and stuff. I know when I live very close to you down the street there, some of the fragrances that we'd feel in the early spring, February, there was just a wonder in the air. I loved it. But, you know, if you were in and out of that, if you went back to the East Coast, say you went to New York or I did or Boston or Washington or whatever, and in the cold and out of it and you come back, so your body isn't conditioned. And then you're traveling at this time of year when the stuff that's in the air is more potent, it seems. I mean, I said to Ken, and I've said to other people who are doctors, you know, what the heck is going on? Is it me, or is it something else? Because every year, I felt for the past 10 years, the allergies would get more noticeable. They'd attack me more and in different ways, different places. And so is it me, or is it the atmosphere?
And, well, I think it's both.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah, because if you take a look, we have dirtier water, dirtier air.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's leading to so many of the increases in food prices, and our bodies are changing.
Yeah.
You know, as we get older, our bodies change.
Yep. All right. So we have lots of things to cover here in this hour, as usual. Some of the things that you'll find at the supermarket. What happens with Phil in the supermarketguru.com website? Each week he goes through a number of new things that are on the market. He'll give you his pluses and minuses. As a matter of fact, you can sign up for the Supermarket Guru Daily News Flash and find out what the hits and misses are delivered straight to your inbox. You can find Phil by going through DougStephan.com on the co-host box. You see Phil's name there and all the things that are part of our discussion today. But more importantly, you can get his expertise anytime you'd like it. So check it out there. This was it this week or last week that was Hemp History Week? I know we spent a little time on it last week, and I couldn't remember whether we started it off last week or finished it last week.
Yeah, no, last week was Hemp History Week.
All right, so we don't have to go ask that.
And Ron Paul.
Yeah.
You know,
right. So he's your candidate, right?
No.
Not my candidate,
but good for him. You know, he's,
right.
he's once again, you know, bringing in a bill to allow hemp to be grown in this country. And when you think about it, you know, it's just so absurd. And again, you know,
we have lots of absurdities in our country, pal.
Yeah,
you know that.
Talk to the DEA about this a number of times, and the bottom line is they know it's not marijuana, but they say that in the fields they can't tell the difference.
Well, so
maybe it's not about growing it. Maybe it's about hiring people, you know, who don't need glasses.
Yeah, maybe it's about leaving it to adults' choice. If you want to use stuff and it's bad for you, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else, why is it the government's business?
Yep.
That's another one of our things. There's a subject for a different day. We're going to meet Colin Van Ostern, who is from Brown Cow Yogurt. How now, Brown Cow Yogurt?
Yeah.
This is interesting because the yogurts around, I've not thought about this. I sell yogurt in my dairy store and never thought about whether it was humane certified. How are the cows being treated? Well, Mr. Dairy Farmer, me, wants to tell you that this is very important and it'll be important to you, and we'll find out why in a few minutes. And then we'll meet Mike Forbes, who is from the California Olive Ranch, and we need to, what Phil wants us to do is understand completely what the various types of olive oils are. We hear extra virgin. Are they extra? What is extra virgin?
And more importantly, you know, what they found probably about a year ago is a lot of the quote-unquote extra virgin olive oils that were being sold as such weren't.
Uh-huh.
And that's
right.
It was
a, right. It's a. There's a lot of hoaxes And so you need to know, you've got to really read the label and understand what's what really you're buying. At DougStephan.com this week, or every day, we have Phil Lembrick put up a tip, information that you can use in terms of, for example, this week we helped out with gluten-free food. You had information about gluten-free food, which is becoming, even though a lot of people don't have celiac, is becoming a thing. Sort of becoming an in thing. If you buy gluten-free, you think it's kind of like organic. It's better for you. And I don't know that that's not the truth if it's really gluten-free, right?
Well, I think it is better for most people. We consume far too much wheat in this country.
Yeah.
And, you know, people who don't have celiac, and only a little less than 1% of people do have celiac in the country, they report they feel better. And why not? You know, you don't have to eat the same foods all the time. And when you think about the bread that you eat and then the pasta that you eat and everything else with gluten in it, you know, it's time to balance your diet. It's all about, you know, varying your diet, eating a lot of different things. And frankly, if I have pasta and some of the new gluten-free pastas that are out there that are made with rice flour, for example, are so much better. I like those better.
Rice bread. I'm eating, I have rice bread that's gluten-free. Now, we have allergies. There was something else at DougStephan.com this week from you about allergy-fighting properties of vitamin C. Maybe you haven't taken your own advice. That's why your allergies are kicking in. I know I take a lot of vitamin C.
I don't have allergies.
What do you have? You have allergies.
I'm sick. I'm just exhausted. I'm tired.
Yeah.
That's all.
Anyway, the allergies that we have to peanut food. You know, this time of year we're talking about allergies that we think we have, and most of us do, to the flora and the fauna. But the other allergic stuff that we have around us, there's something to be aware of. But it's almost to the point of getting out of control. I mean, if you can't bring your kids, your kid can't bring a lunch bag to school with peanut butter and jelly because the principal's worried about some kid being allergic to peanut butter, good God.
You don't even want to get me started on
sure
how all these schools now are, you know, prohibiting kids from bringing, you know, peanut butter sandwiches.
The height of stupidity.
And it's just, there's so many other things you can do. Yeah. I mean, you could set a table aside or tables aside in the cafeteria that are peanut-free or wheat-free or whatever else, and those kids with the allergies, let them sit there.
Yeah.
But, you know, having a generation of kids who cannot, you know,
well, you know what it is,
peanut butter sandwich
Phil,
to school, come on.
It speaks to the fear-based society that we are developing thanks to the news media and thing. I was in a doctor's office the other day to get an MRI. And I went to the counter, and I, you know how I am, I kibitz with everybody, and I looked over, there were two women sitting at the counter, one of them had a picture of her dog. And I looked at the dog, I said, what a wonderful dog, great eyes. And the woman said, yeah, thank you very much. And the girl sitting next to her said, no, the dog's bad. And I looked at her, I said, what are you talking about? She says, I'm afraid of dogs. I said, why are you afraid of dogs? Because they scare me. I said, why do dogs scare you? She said, I'm afraid of everything. I said, why are you afraid of everything? She says, I watch too much TV. That's why I looked at her, and I said I felt sorry for her. But you know what? She's right. I said, you do. If you're afraid of everything, it is because you watch too much TV. Why don't you change your life? She says, no, I want to know what's going on. I said, what makes you think what you're watching on television is what is really going on? And then she looked at me with this sort of dazed look on her face, like as if this, you know, what we have, she was probably 24, 25 years old. There's this, everybody coming along now is so ingrained in the audio and video world. Everything they do is dependent on their iPhone or what they can see and get, and everything is about fear. You're afraid these kids that are coming along the lunchroom, we don't want to bring a bag lunch because there may be something that someone in the cafeteria is going to be allergic to. What the hell are you doing to yourselves or your family with that kind of thinking?
Well, new research just came out this past week that once again, and you and I have said this before, that once again, if you, as a pregnant woman, consume peanuts while you're pregnant, it will actually build up the resistance to your peanut allergy.
Right.
The problem is that all these people, when they get pregnant, oh, I'm not going to have dairy, I'm not going to have peanuts, whatever else, and the kid pops out with all these allergies because there hasn't been the natural evolution of their systems to fight these allergies.
Somebody came into my dairy store yesterday and bought 2 gallons of raw milk, and she was, by looking at her, 8 months pregnant maybe, and I said, is this milk for you or for the baby? And she said, I've been on this. I've had three children, and when I'm pregnant, I always get raw milk because I think it's much better for the children. I said, so do the kids eat, drink the raw milk afterwards? And she looked at me and she said, yeah, but she hesitated like she was giving into that business about, you know, it's safer right. for the kids when they're out. It's good enough for them when they're inside of me, but it's not good enough for them when they're out on their own, which I thought was really pretty interesting.
It's we are raising a nation when it comes to our food and to our health that, you know, it's like that woman that you talk to. They're afraid of everything. They have the TV on.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, she doesn't have on CNN to find out what's going on. She's watching Two and a Half Men.
Right.
She's watching, you know, all these other crazed shows.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Yeah, it is a problem. All right, we're here to solve your problems as far as food. 800-510-8255. Phil Limpert, the supermarket guru, here at 18 after the hour on Good Day Weekend.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Bob from Atlanta writes, how do you deal with difficult people?
Well, I usually offer a helpful piece of advice. Like, did you know that Geico offers discounts just for being a good driver? And they're like, wow, you want to help me save money on my car insurance even though I'm pestering you? And I say, yeah, that's just the sort of bloke I am.
That's cool. So what do you say when people are really nice to you then?
Pretty much the same thing.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Moms are powerful role models for daughters, especially for health and nutrition. I'm Risa Jill Miller. The Like Mother, Like Daughter Health Legacy Summit brought together an esteemed panel of moms, daughters, and health experts, including Jenna Bush Hager and Family Circle Editor-in-Chief Linda Fears, to discuss the important role moms play as their child's health and nutrition role model, including research that shows when moms drink more low-fat milk, their daughters are likely to do the same. Family Circle Editor-in-Chief Linda Fears.
As moms, we need to realize how much influence we have, especially in helping our daughters establish healthy relationships with food. From the food and beverages we put on the table to our own relationship with weight and eating, moms are powerful role models for a generation of healthier girls.
With awareness, knowledge, and skills, moms can pass on new legacies of healthier food and beverages, body relationships, and more physical activity to daughters and all future generations. For more on role modeling healthy behaviors, visit facebook.com/milkmustache or whymilk.com.
Phil is here. Phil Lever, the supermarket guru, the focus on food news here on Good Day Weekend.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, Now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Terms of use.
Running 3 after the hour now. Good Day Weekend program. Doug Steffen here with that which is good to eat in terms of going to the grocery store, going to wherever it is that you buy your food stuffs.
And what about vending machines? There's this week, there's a new innovation in vending machines. You're not going to believe this.
Really? Well, let's hear it.
Well, Pepsi now has a vending machine that basically you can gift a soda to someone else. So what happens is you go up to they're calling it social vending. It's like Facebook for soda. And again, keep in mind that soda sales are down.
Yep.
So, you know,
well, people realize the stuff's bad for you. The stuff's bad for you.
Yeah. So
people realize that.
You know, your credit card or your money, whatever else. And then you put in your friend's email or phone number and the machine, and you can do a video. The machine has a little camera in it.
Really?
So you can send a video to somebody, and then they get this email or this text with this code. Then they can go to another similar machine, type in the code, and get a soda that you've bought for them. How stupid is this?
My God.
This has got to be the – I mean, when you look at the technology, and as you know, I love technology.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the technology is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why are we doing it with – soda.
Yeah.
You know, can't we do it with
because
something
you answered your own question. You answered your own question because their sales are down and they're desperate to keep all these corporations the same. They have to exceed for the board of directors and the stockholders.
And stockholders
they got to they have to exceed what they did last year no matter what. So what can we do to overcome all the bad news about how horrible this junk is? All right, well, we'll try a different way of selling it. And get everybody's attention that way.
Doug, to be honest with you, and you know, I consider you a close friend, but if you sent me a text or an email with a code to get a free Pepsi, I would send it right back to you. I'm sorry.
Now, if I send you a text or a code for a free bottle of raw milk, what would you do with that?
Then I would take it.
All right. And how about some free yogurt from Brown Cow Yogurt. Would you take
Absolutely. I love Brown Cow Yogurt.
Colin Van Ostern is the brand manager for Brown Cow Yogurt, New Hampshire outfit. Colin, I'm in Massachusetts. I have a dairy farm. I don't sell your yogurt because your yogurt is well represented, shall we say, in other good stores around. But what I'm most interested in, I'm happy that Phil brought this to our attention, is that your yogurt has become Humane Certified. Why don't you tell everybody what that means?
Well, we're really excited about this. This is a program run by the American Humane Association, and our yogurt, Brown Cow Yogurt, is now American Humane Certified. This means the farms that we use pass a 200-point checklist of independent audits to show that they're taking care of the animals well. We think it's important first because it's about our values as a company, but second because it also tells our consumers about the quality of ingredients they're getting in our
great
yogurt.
Can I handle this for a minute? I don't want to, I'm not screwing you, but I want to, because I'm a dairy guy. I've been around cows all my life. I don't slaughter my cows. My cows are, my people tease me, Colin. They say that my farmer's like Club Med for cows.
Yeah.
This is so important for people to understand that you're not getting milk out of the pool, basically. And maybe you want to explain that. You're getting the milk directly from the farms, it's brought to you versus it going into a big into the pool. If you're certifying the farms directly, that means that you're buying directly from the farmer.
That's right. And in fact, you can go to our website. It's browncowfarm.com, and there are videos of a number of the farmers who supply milk. Our plant is in Antioch, California. It's near the Bay Area, and all our milk is from local California producers.
Yeah.
And so we're proud of that relationship, and we think that it actually makes for a great tasting product.
Yeah. All right. So, Phil, now you can have at it.
Sure. Well, one of the things that's so important, in fact, about a year ago, you know, we started working on our trends for 2011, and they come out, you know, every August or so on. And we highlighted humane as being one of the big trends. And I think one of the reasons for that, and we're going to see more and more companies follow what Brown Cow has done, is frankly, and, you know, Colin, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm hearing a lot from consumers that they're disappointed with what organic means, what they thought it means, what it has become, and so on. So as a result of that, they are, you know, looking for more substance with products. And we're seeing, you know, a rise in people buying humane products, halal products, kosher products, because that really means more to them than just a marketing phrase.
Well, and we think it's important to show consumers that we're willing to put teeth behind what the all-natural claim means, which even more than the word organic has gotten fuzzy over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our yogurt doesn't use artificial sweeteners or colors, or our milk is produced by cows, or their farmers don't use artificial growth hormones. But at the same time, you know, when you see some brands that you would never think of as all natural coming out with advertisements claiming that they are, it makes you scratch your head and wonder, does this mean anything?
Well, it it speaks to the government screwing things up again, whether it's the natural or organic, let everybody into it. The big companies want in because they see where the locavore movement is going. Everybody wants to buy local.
We as consumers are fooled. We're stupid.
Yeah. Well,
we see these claims, we see these magazine ads or the TV ads, we run out immediately. We don't look at the label.
No, you got these big Gorelick, which is owned by Dean Foods in Sweden, the biggest, most obnoxious people in the dairy business, and they have on their trucks local milk from local farms. That is so much a load of manure, speaking of cows, etc. Hold on, Colin. It's half past the hour. Phil Lempert is here, the supermarket guru, and Good Day Weekend.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
From the For What It's Worth department, Phil Limpert, the supermarket guru, is here to help you. He's brought to you by the incredible edible egg, America's egg farmers. I got a note in my eggs. I sell eggs from the country hen in Hubbardston, Massachusetts. I would not have on my farm, Phil, I would not have chickens. Can't stand them. Don't want to have anything to do with them. But these people, I've been to their...
I didn't know this about you.
It's really, they're horrible creatures.
Really? But you don't have dreams about chickens?
No, I don't have any dreams about it. But what I do know is that the eggs that come from their place, they sent a little flyer with the eggs this past week explaining omega-3s. Mm-hmm. And they were apparently the first commercial organic omega-3 egg producers back in the 80s. And now they have, all their eggs have 600 milligrams of omega-3s. The recommended daily allowance for women is 1,100, so you're supposed to, men is 1,600. So you take from that, women ought to have two eggs a day, and men ought to have three or maybe four if they want it. This is apparently better, they think, than fish oil for heart disease. And you know what? Last week or the week before, I don't know if I had this conversation with you or not, the whole sort of controversy about omega-3s and whether if you have too much fish oil, whether you get prostate problems, you know, you go, okay, this is good for my brain, I'm going to take a lot of it. And then the research showed if you take a lot of it, it'll affect your prostate if you're a man negatively. So then what do? Then we get down from the omega-6 to omega-3s, then whether it's EPH or DPA or whatever the hell. Hello,
and
folks.
That's why, that's why consumers, when they go into a supermarket, are so confused. And we look around and we keep on saying, you know, 65% of America is either overweight or obese. A study just came out this past week, Doug, that showed that people are giving up on being healthy.
Yeah.
It's just so confusing. Certain, that they're just saying, you know. But
the information is there. And thus, let's get back to Colin Van Ostern, who's here from Brown Cow Yogurt. You're hearing us, Colin, have these conversations. They must enter into your marketing and you're managing an outfit like this, a yogurt that is that's from milk that comes from cows that are actually happy and not in. If you go to California,
how do you know if a cow's happy?
But you can tell honestly. You can. I can go into the field with my cows, and they run around. They play with me. They really are. I'm not kidding about the Club Med thing. These are animals. They are. Maybe it's because I have, personified them is the word. I've made them human. Mm-hmm. And you can teach a cow, you can make a cow feel good about the conditions they're in. A cow gets from its conditions the ability to make milk. You know, the old expression when we were kids, we grew up on, was a carnation from contented cows. Mm-hmm. If cows are not contented, and you go to some of these farms in Arizona, New Mexico, and through some of the upper portions of the Midwest where there are 5,000 cows, 10,000 cows in these lots that are full of manure, they have no ability to walk, they have four lactations and they're dead. The milk that's coming out of those cows is garbage. Now, and that's what Colin's telling us. The milk that he's getting is not from places like that. But people are smartening up to this. They know that the milk that comes from those places is garbage.
Well, and one of the key things here is health and quality. And so the key principles behind the American Humane Certification include things like making sure that the cows are disease-free, uh-huh. that they get a healthy diet, that they get shade and shelter and exercise. And, with the number of food safety issues we've seen in this country over the past 10 years, I think that gives, consumers a little bit of added confidence. And the people who buy our yogurt, most of them don't know what this 200-point checklist is and what's on it. But they know that the farmers are taking care and putting, a real level of detail into the care of their cows. And that's what's important to them.
Well, and I don't want to get into too much detail. One of the ways that you, because you're not buying from the pool, you're getting it directly from the farmers, so you control the source. And that's important because the government, again, has, and I know people sometimes say, oh, there he is on the government again. But the government, folks, has screwed up this to a fairly well. Never mind that you don't know natural and organic, and that has no value, but they have made it so difficult for the farmer to make any money because of the pricing policies. That's why so many farmers have been driven out, and that's why there are so many big farms, because the people think that's the only way they can make any money is to have cows that they milk three times a day and not a lot of land, and the feed is questionable. Grains now that are around, what they feed the cows, I mean, that's never mind they don't take BST, but the grains, for the most part, are full of stuff that you wouldn't touch. You would never want that in your body. I think you've done a very important thing, Colin. It'll be good for your business, and it's good for the people who are using your product to know that they are getting something that is good. You have how many different types of yogurts do you sell?
Well, our most popular is a cream top yogurt. Our maple cream top is the most popular yogurt we sell. My wife's family is from northern New Hampshire, and actually they produce some maple syrup up there, so I have a particular love for it myself. But we also have a number of flavors. We have low-fat. We have non-fat. We even have a Greek yogurt as well.
Yeah, that's becoming very popular, isn't it, the Greek yogurt?
It is. It really, it's actually revolutionizing the yogurt category.
Yeah.
But a lot of our consumers love that old-fashioned, unhomogenized cream-top yogurt. The cream literally rises to the top of the cup, and it makes a really unique taste experience.
So my challenge to you is, especially in California where you can sell raw milk, make a raw milk yogurt.
Wow, I haven't thought about that. Yeah. It's interesting, actually. I don't want to get into too much detail, but we do lower temperature pasteurization than your traditional yogurt, and we use smaller batches.
Well, you use the vat.
Exactly.
I've explained this quickly for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, and this is important for those of you who want quality. What happens in the vat, the old way of doing it, is 185 gallons or so, you put in the thing and you cook it. Basically, it's slowly done, takes 3 or 4 hours sometimes to get it done, and then you have not cooked out of it the flavor and the benefits. You've just cooked out of it the bad bacteria. Whereas if you drink the milk from most of the sources that are controlled by these one or two companies, they microwave it, laser it, and so they kill everything. They kill the bacteria, they kill the taste, they kill the value of it. It is garbage. I can't underscore that enough. So
how do you really feel?
I'm really, this. You know how I am about this.
That's why they have to load it up with so much other stuff, the artificial flavors and sweeteners and colors, because they got to put that in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
All right, good luck to you, Colin. Thanks for visiting with us.
Doug, thank you. Thank you, Phil.
Yep.
Thank you.
Do I get too strident when it comes to this sometimes?
No, no. It's important for our listeners to understand how food is made.
Yeah.
And what the difference is between good food and bad food. And, Colin talked about food safety. yet again, this week there was another survey that came out that showed that consumers have a higher level of confidence when it comes to food safety and our food supply than they have in 10 years.
Why?
And, you know, that's rubbish.
Of course, it's rubbish.
I look at our consumer panel who have less confidence. We're looking at more food recalls. Come on.
And the government, by the way, the Food Safety Enhancement Bill that Phil and I talked about and sometimes argued a little bit about last year, first of all, it's not getting funded, so it's going no place.
Right.
And secondly, it didn't address the problems. It went after the people who were were the good suppliers, the smaller guys, the family farmers like me, and protected the guys that are the problem, the big companies, because you look at who and how this was supported, and you see where their money came, the campaign funds, where they came from, and it's just, it's ridiculous. It really is.
One good thing that's happened is there are more inspections for imported foods.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and that was the
only thing that I can point to that said, you know,
we couldn't do this, that, or the other thing in America, but you could bring in food from other places, and God knows where it came from or what it was. No inspections whatsoever, no quality, no nothing. So, all right, so I've been striding enough about that. Eggs, omega-3s. I'm putting eggs in lots of things. I'm putting eggs in pancakes that I make, and I'm putting it in. We have this MetaFast program that we support, and you're not supposed to. Mix in water. I don't do that. I put eggs in all of the stuff, and I think it's better for you. I don't know whether it's.
Well, eggs are an incredible way to start every day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and a breakfast that contains eggs helps you to stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein, and just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. At an average of just 15 cents each, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein and deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. So from America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without ever leaving your kitchen by just visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, the home of the incredible edible egg.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
All right, up next here at 15 before the hour. Good day, weekend. Phil Lempert is here, the supermarket guru. Joining us now is Mike Forbes, who is from the California Olive Ranch. So, Mike, am I expecting to see Roy Rogers and Gene Autry riding across the plains there, or what?
No. But I've got to tell you how we came across Mike.
Yeah.
You know, we do our new product reviews every week. So I guess a couple weeks ago, we got in this California Olive Ranch olive oil. And I happen to love olive oil. And I've been to Italy and France and tasting different olive oils and so on. This olive oil is the best olive oil that I've ever tasted. The aroma, the freshness, just everything about it. So then we had to reach out and get Mike to join us here.
All right, that's great. I'm so glad you like this.
I didn't know. You know, I'm the
I don't even know if the review's been published. Maybe I shouldn't have said that yet.
No. But tasting.
I don't think it's been published. Oh, my God.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. So, tasting olive oil, for me, I'm not that good at understanding that olive oil is supposed to have a taste. I thought that olive oil, I mean, it goes to the south. What gives it the taste is the vinegar. Or you put with it, and it helps the pan from not getting sticky, and it's good for you.
No, olive oil, it should taste very grassy, and the aroma, and just the freshness of it. The next time we're together, I'll teach you how to taste olive oil.
Okay. I'll be looking forward to that.
No. You take a little spoon of it and you put it back
palate. That's one of the things you have taught me since we've been friends in terms of eating and enjoying Even if you have a quick meal, I've watched you as you eat and how you order things and what you ask as far as questions are concerned to the waiter. You tend to go back to the same places, and they all know you, so they kind of know what you want.
They don't throw me out. They deal with them.
Right, yeah. But the business about olive oil and what it's used for, this is, Mike, if I may, was sort of in the same place here. We were talking to a fellow before from the yogurt business. The same is true with these labels for olive oil, extra virgin, whatever that means. These things have been bastardized. The labels tend to not mean what they are supposed to mean or used to mean. Am I right?
Yes, you're right. And it's true on two fronts. One is a lot of olive oil currently sold in the U.S. doesn't meet the standards for extra virgin olive oil. So even if it's labeled as extra virgin, a recent study by the University of California, Davis, found that of the top five brands, actually 73% of them failed to meet.
Well, what is it? Why don't you help us? What is extra virgin, and how is it different from regular virgin or whatever you get that comes off of the mixed of the motor oil in your car? Whatever.
Extra virgin is essentially
before
finest.
Mike, you do that, you know, you're laughing, Doug, but the truth is that a lot of Italian olive oils actually use olive oil that comes from Spain or Tunisia, and it's processed in plants that look just like motor oil plants.
No, I'm not being facetious. I know that. I mean, some of the stuff is just dreck.
Yeah.
No, and that's a great point. If you actually look in the back of bottles, it'll often look like it's Italian from the front, and then if you look in the back, it says in very small print, you know, contains olive oil from, and then it'll list five or six countries.
China.
No, not too much from China.
Yeah, they'll get it. They'll mess it up sooner or later, though.
Exactly.
So is it healthier? Is it what?
So extra virgin olive oil comes from the first, and when olive oil is made, it is, you know, the olives are picked and they're actually pressed and crushed to get the oil out of the olive. And extra virgin olive oil is from that first pressing of the olive. Mm. And so what it contains is, you know, the health benefits that people really like from olive oil. The extra virgin olive oil tends to contain the most of those health benefits.
And so the most flavor.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Do they crush up the olive pit as well when they're doing it?
So the entire pit is crushed, but what you have then is once the oil is extracted, there's actually some leftover from the process that is removed and not part of the oil.
Uh-huh. Well, and that would stand to reason to be something that you would feed to cows, actually. It would probably be good for cows. So then this... What kind of business are we talking about here? There are lots of different brands. You go to the supermarket, Phil's looking up and down the aisle. Okay, how do I decide what brand to buy?
I would look at a couple of things. One is look for bottles of olive oil that have colored glass. And why that's really important is exposure to light is actually an enemy of olive oil. It breaks it down over time and hurts the flavor. Mm-hmm. So when you see a bottle of olive oil in clear glass, it actually is being exposed to light and isn't as good as olive oil that's in a colored bottle. The second thing I would really look for is a clear notion of when it was harvested and when it's best buy, and those dates should be on the back of the bottle.
What's your recommendation for that?
And typically, you're not going to see that.
Typically, you're right. Most oils have that.
Very few, you know, olive oils have that on it.
Yes. They're not clear about where they're from, when they were harvested, or when they should be used by. So if you see a harvest date on there and a used by date, you're going to have a good, you're going to get a better olive oil with more flavor and more health benefits.
So are we to assume?
Just like my review. In fact, you know, the review comes out May 18th.
Of California Olive Ranch's?
Yeah.
Oil? Really?
Yeah.
You want to give us a highlight? What did you say?
It was their Miller's Blend. If you're looking for what could be the freshest olive oil in a bottle, Miller's Blend is for you. Pressed from 100% California-grown Arbequina and Arborosa olives. I mispronounced that. This is one of the smoothest, most aromatic, and tasty olive oils I've ever had. With all the controversy over what is really in those major brands of olive oil, this is the one you don't have to be concerned about. Besides the great taste, there are three things worth noting. One is the dark glass, so that the light will not affect the oil's properties. Second, that each bottle is marked with the harvest date as well as a best used by date that includes a code that tells the producer exactly which field and oil press the oil was produced from. And if you cook like me, you're going to love the indentations on the side of the bottle that is a perfect place for your fingers to hold the bottle securely. Retails for between $10 and $11 total score. 96.
96, hold on.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Of use.
Very clever, Michael. Michael Fortier at the controls in our studio in Washington, having found Madonna with somehow or other. I don't know how much of this stuff she uses or how she uses it. I don't think I want to know, frankly. We have Mike
she's
Forbes.
She's supposedly a very good cook, by the way.
Yeah, right? I would think that she is. I think she, a lot of times what people seem to be is not what they are. You know, I mean, very few of us are who are exposed, if you will, are what you hear. I mean, that's sometimes it's, you know, there's a facade, there's a sales technique or a tool involved. In, you know, putting your best foot forward. Some of us are not smart enough to always use that and are who we are. We ams what we ams, as Popeye said. 54 past the hour, Phil Embert and I talking to Mike Forbes from California Olive Ranch. All right, Phil, you have the question of the day.
Yeah, you know, and Mike, you heard my review. You know, it'll be out on May 18th. But I guess what I'm curious about in looking at all the data that you sent us and everything else, you're producing your olive oil differently than other companies. Am I right?
Yes, yes.
So tell us a little bit about that and why.
Perfect. You know, a big part of getting great tasting olive oil is making sure that once you harvest the olive, you crush it and turn it into olive oil as quickly as possible. So we design everything we do with that in mind. So one thing is we actually apply winemaking techniques to the olives. So if you come to our ranches, what you see is our olives are not big, beautiful old trees. They're beautiful, smaller trees. They're actually grown on trellises, just like a grapevine. And that allows us to harvest differently. And we take incredible care during harvest. There are even little cushions on the bottom of the buckets that the olives fall into so they don't get bruised. And then we take them to a mill that's right on our main ranch. And so what happens then is we can literally go from the branch to the bottle in about 4 hours. And that locks in a fresh, fruity flavor.
See, Doug, you have happy cows.
I do.
They have happy olives.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
And the cows would be happy to eat those, what's left of that olive, the happy olives would be even happier, probably. Right. So this is something that, like anything else, people have to be curious. They have to, and people are much better about reading labels now. It's almost like, as with many other things, Mike and Phil, this country has become very divided. We have people, I don't know if you heard Phil say a few minutes ago, Mike, before you came on, how there is this segment of our society just given up. They don't care that they're fat. They're frustrated with all the information that's there. Some of it's right, some of it's wrong. So they just say, okay, you know what? I'm going to have my food from McDonald's, or I'm going to go buy the worst food. It's cheap. I'm going to get it and eat it, and that's it. So be it. And then there's the other direction, which is like almost ludicrously to the opposite, where we have these people who are so intent on learning about where the food comes from. The locavore movement is so strong. Family farmers, I want to go watch the cow be milked. I want to go see where the produce is grown. And I want to make sure that what I'm putting into my body is the best it can be. And there's nothing in between.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, one of the things we believe at California Olive Ranch is we think good food should be accessible to everybody. And so one of the things we try really hard to do is keep our olive oil at an accessible price point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the cheapest thing on the market, but it's actually really, really reasonably priced for the quality we give you, because we really believe that when people have great ingredients, it's so much easier to make good, healthy, delicious food. If you take some of our olive oil, salt, and pepper, put it on some vegetables, put it on the grill, you've got an amazing, healthy meal.
There it is. I'm letting Phil cook it and for me next time I'm with him, and we're going to use California Olive Ranch olive oil. Thanks for being here, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, so that's that story. Now, before we run out of time, something came up this week about coupons at supermarkets, and whether you've written about...
I'm going to kill these extreme couponers.
All right. Well, apparently... what constitutes a competitor? You know, they say the supermarket will honor competitors' coupons.
Right.
Apparently, that's not true.
So. Well, no, keep in mind that what happens is, you know, manufacturer's coupons are paid for by the brand.
Uh-huh.
Store coupons are paid for by the store. And Publix this past week announced that, you know, they have to change their policy. They're not going to double coupons. They can't afford to.
Yeah.
And as prices go up, we as consumers have a choice. Either pay the higher price or get all these double coupons, triple coupons, and this whole, you know, trend now of extreme couponing where you have these people, you know, who buy $1,000 worth of food for 29 cents, and then this TV show goes in their house and they've got a warehouse. You know, they showed this one woman who I think had like 50 jars of mayonnaise in her cupboard. Come on. I don't care if it was free. You don't need 50 jars of mayonnaise.
People are so funny. Though. I understand. I mean, when I didn't have money, but one or two times in my life, I used to go to the store and buy whatever I had a coupon for. That was it. I'd take the kids to the store. Here's a coupon. Go find that stuff.
Yep.
Anyway, crazy, but yet part of the whole arena. Check out PhilSupermarketGuru.com. Get his daily news flash. 59 past the hour on Good Day Weekend. Thanks, Phil.